Thank the Lord for that song this morning. Very thankful that the Lord is in the middle of our storm when we cannot see Him, and even during the times that we cannot hear Him. He is there in the middle, and I know that we can each one look in the past when we were in those times and look back and say, you know, I realize God was there. Well, that means in the storm that you may be facing today, God is there, and I'm very thankful for that. Desire and interest in your prayers. We look into the Word of God this morning. The Lord had given me a very specific message to share this morning. It's entitled Obedience and the Fear of God. I'd like to begin in the 9th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 9, we'll begin reading with verse 10. Scripture says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So, do y'all want to be wise this morning? Yes. I trust that we would all say, yes, I want to be wise. You young folks, I hope you have a desire to be wise. If you want to be wise this morning, the scripture says in multiple places, and there are a few scriptures I want to share. We won't dwell on all of them, but I want the foundation to be laid. But here it said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So if you're going to start building a life of wisdom, it's based on the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is not talking about being afraid of. If you say, well, I'm afraid of the dark. Some of you children, or I'm afraid of this, or I'm afraid of that. That's not what he's talking about here. The word fear here means respect. It means reverence. To respect God is the beginning of wisdom. If you want to live a life of wisdom, if you have decisions to make, then if you want to make wise decisions, the foundation of wisdom is the fear of God, or having respect and reverence for God. Fear not as a slave. I'm afraid, or I'm in bondage. This is not, the fear of the Lord is not about bondage, but it is about love. It is about honoring and reverencing God and who He is. And if we can just take a step back and get a little picture of what took place in Revelation in the 5th chapter in verse 11, we're shown a picture of what was happening around the throne of God. And 5 and 11, it said, I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beast and the elders. And now the beast and the elders, just we're not going to get into this right now, but it represents the church, all right? The four beasts were representative of the ensign, or the flags, if you will, of the tribes of Israel. There was one for the north, one for the south, one for the east, and one for the west. So if you read in the Old Testament, you'll find these pictures. Well, the beast, or rather living creatures, would be a better translation. It said the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. That is 100 million. So get a picture in your mind of it's not just one or two or 50 people around the throne of God, but there were 100 million, 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands of angels saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Can you imagine over 100 million angels with the church of God, yeah, around the throne of God, giving Him praise and saying, worthy is the Lamb. There's another place. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. And He said that He to receive power and riches, wisdom, honor, and glory, and blessing. So my question is this morning, how do you see God? How do we see the Lord? The respect of God is the beginning of wisdom. That we can understand He is the source of riches, of power, of glory, of salvation. He is the source. And the Lord wants us to show that honor to Him. Are we honoring God with the choices we're making? With the attitudes that we have this morning, are we showing reverence in the fear of God? We're giving Him glory. We are living in a time where society is not having much respect. It was mentioned in Sunday school this morning. There's not a lot of respect in people's homes anymore. Children are not respecting their parents. Husbands and wives are not showing respect for each other. I'm thankful for those that do, but I'm speaking of in society. People are not showing respect for our government. Whether you agree or disagree, people aren't showing respect. The Bible teaches us to respect those that are in positions of authority. Didn't say, well, if they're of this political affiliation or this political party. No, He said not to speak evil of dignitaries. In other words, to have some respect. Respect for law enforcement. Respect for teachers. Respect for the ministry. Just recently, we were at a meeting and a young person was saying, well, if God wants me to know something, God will tell me. And someone said, well, but the Bible is you know, God's word. Well, but there's mistakes in that. They said, well, that's one of the reasons my wife overheard this and said, well, that's why the Lord has given ministers too to share the word of God. Well, they're just people and they're just like everybody else. And you know what? And my wife made a comment to him and they fired back with some disrespectful comment about it. Do you know what it told me? What it showed? It showed a level of disrespect for God Himself. If we don't show respect for people in positions of authority that God has put in our life, we will not have the respect for God that we should. This is one of the reasons it's important as parents for us to teach our children, especially at a very young age, to respect the authority. If mom or dad say something, what does it mean to show respect for a child? Shows a child should obey, right? If we let our children, especially when they're little, and I'm not talking about when they're grown out of the house, but when they're young and they're under the authority, our authority as parents, and we tell them to do something and they don't do it, and we let them get by with it, we are teaching them it's okay to disrespect by disobedience. But when we enforce obedience, we are instilling in our children the importance of being respectful. Because if children are disobedient to their parents, they're going to be disobedient to God. If they're disrespectful to their parents, they're going to be disrespectful to God Himself. Right. The beginning of wisdom is having reverence and respect for God. And I want to encourage us, all of us, young and old alike, this morning, and I will acknowledge my words are inadequate to communicate the message this morning. But if we want to be wise, we need to have a respect for who God is and have a respect for His will. Have a respect for what He has communicated to us in the Word of God. If we say, well, I don't really see it that way, is that really the point? If I don't see it that way, do I have enough respect for God? And have enough reverence for who God is and the expression of His will in this word this morning that I will say, I don't understand it, but I reverence God, so I'm going to do what He said anyway. Even if I don't see it, even if it doesn't make sense, if a parent tells their child to go out and do something and they say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you say, well, why not? Say, well, I just don't see it. I just don't understand that, so I'm not going to do it. That's really not the point, is it? As a parent, for a young child, we can explain to our children the reasons why, but at the end of the day, we expect obedience. Do you know the Lord is expecting obedience from us this morning? Not out of coercion, but because we love Him. But I want us to know this morning that disobedience is disrespect to God. And it may sound black and white, but folks, it is black and white this morning. The fear of the Lord in reverence is the beginning of wisdom. If we do not obey the Lord, we are showing disrespect for who He is. God's way is above our way this morning. His thoughts are not our thoughts. And we are too focused. Saints, listen now. We're too focused on what I think. In what I see, in what my perspectives. My perspectives are not going to get you to heaven. My perspectives are not going to bring salvation to your soul. But I'll tell you, God's word will.
That's right.
Allowing even what I don't understand, that Lord, I honor you enough that I'm going to do what you said. And through time, the Lord will begin to reveal. The Lord will open up our understanding. He'll begin to show us the reasons why. But if we don't understand, now our position and our responsibility is to show respect for God. Lord, I'm going to do what you said. And then the Lord will begin to work. But we live in a society that is showing great disrespect, without fear. Proverbs in the 14th chapter, in the 27th verse says, "The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death." Scripture also says the way of the Lord is what? It's right. Do we recognize that God's way is right this morning? Because wouldn't it be pretty audacious of us to say that my way is better than God's way? I know a little bit more than God. Do you know this is the reason why the world in our world today that they are denying the existence of God? Because if we accept that there is a God, and we say, okay, yes, there is a higher power, there is a God, just that acknowledgement starts to bring responsibility. It means that there is a power, if you will, that is higher than me. And that begins to bring responsibility. So in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments." That's Psalms 111, verse 10. "A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." If you want to be successful this morning, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Have respect for God. If you want the Lord to bless your life this morning, you young folks, respect God. Have a fear of the Lord. It's children that say, "I don't care what my parents think." Your end will not be good. Your end will not be good. "I don't care what God says. I don't care. I want to do it my way." The foundation of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. That's the foundation. That's what to build upon. And "a good understanding have all they that do His commandments." People are losing their fear of God. All we have to do is look around us in society. People are losing their respect for God's way and for what the Bible teaches. And they are exalting man's way, the way of the flesh. It's in our government. It's in society. It's all around us. Living as if there's no accountability. Because if there's a God, there's going to be accountability. But if I deny the existence of God, I can go do what I want. I can live how I want. But saints, this morning, there is going to come a time of accountability.
That's right.
There is going to come a time, and we are going to be measured by the Word of God. And we will not be able to plead ignorance. And we will not be able to say, "But I just didn't see it." Our job is to show reverence to God and to His way. "Lord, I honor you. And I respect that your way is above mine. So that means I'll die out to my way because I honor and respect God." The fear of the Lord is shown through obedience. Not by fear, but by love. But love, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." That's how we show respect. A child that disobeys their parents, if I told Ethan to do something, say, "Son, could you go do this?" And he said, "No, I'm not going to do that." That'd be very disrespectful, wouldn't it? He said, "But Dad, I love you, Dad. I love you, and I respect you, Dad, really think a lot of you, Dad. But I'm not going to do what you told me to do. All right, son, well, this is really important. If this will help you out if you'll do this. No, Dad, but I want you to know I love you, but I'm not going to do that. Is that respect? Do you realize this is what too many people are doing with God this morning? If the world is denying the existence of God. But we're here in these, and we're saying we believe in God this morning. So now I take comfort that I believe in God. I believe He's the Creator. But that has now brought responsibility. And that responsibility is that I need to show respect for who God is. And the greatest way we can show respect is by obedience. Our respect for God is measured through our obedience. So how much are we respecting God this morning? How much are we respecting God? We're putting, and I'm speaking generally, too many people are putting too much emphasis on their own feelings and thoughts and perspectives. And saints, if we're going to make it to heaven, we need to start putting more emphasis on having respect for God.
Yes.
I mean, because God has called us out of the world. He's called us to be a separate people, and that is only defined in as much as He's told us how to live in His Word. Do you remember over, and I'm not going to take the time this morning to read it all, but in 1 Samuel, give you the reference, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, God had told King Saul when he went out to battle, the instruction was given to the king, I want you to go and I want you to destroy, go and smite the Amalekites. And I want you to destroy everything. I want you to destroy the animals. I don't want you to keep anything for yourself. I want you to destroy it all. So Samuel came, in the 15th chapter, Samuel came and he heard some bleeding of sheep. Remember that? So what is this that I hear? The bleeding of the sheep. And Saul said, oh, we've done what the Lord said. I'm paraphrasing now. He said, we've done what the Lord said, but Samuel, the prophet, was like, but why? I hear the sheep. And he said, well, we kept the best back to give to God. Whose thinking was that?
Saul.
It was Saul's thinking. I can serve God by offering sacrifice. God didn't want his sacrifice. He wanted his obedience. Can we get hold of that this morning? God does not want your sacrifice. He wants your obedience. We say, but I'm giving this to God, and I'm doing this, and I've given this up for the Lord. So in this area of my life, I'm going to do it this way. God doesn't want your sacrifice. He wants your respect. He wants your reverence. He wants your obedience. And this is what God said. It said, it repenteth me that I set up Saul to be king, for he's turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments. Saul lost the blessings of God. And you know that Samuel never came back to visit Saul again. There was a consequence to his disrespect for God's word. God said, destroy it. And he thought, in his own thinking, I'll do it a little different way. Do you know one of the reasons there are so many different churches today? It's because people want to do it their own way. I'll go this far, but on this area here, that's a little too difficult, or I don't understand that, so we won't do that. And I've seen people come right among the saints trying to change the people of God. If you don't like who we are, you know what? Don't try to change me. There's a church right down the road that you can go to that teaches the very thing that you want us to change to. I want our desire and our purpose to be above everything else, that, Lord, we want to do what the Word teaches us. And if it's me, then Lord, show me. But Lord, I want to obey the Word of God. And if we say, but I think we can reach out to the world. Didn't the Lord Jesus tell us to go into all the world and preach the gospel? Well, I think I can reach people better if I look like them. Have you ever heard that one? I can reach out to the lost, because what's important is the saving of the soul. So I can reach out to them better if I look like they do and dress like they do. Because I can reach him better, kind of get on their level and be able to associate a little bit more. Then I can bring him into the gospel. God doesn't want your sacrifice. He wants your obedience. The scripture says to dress modestly. The scripture teaches to dress in simplicity. The scripture teaches it's not the wearing of gold or of jewels or a penny. It's not that. But it's the hidden man of the heart. Yeah. Solomon in his own thinking. I can make alliances with other countries. I can marry their daughters of the kings and all these other. And politically it made sense, didn't it? You want to quit fighting with Egypt? Marry the king's daughter. You know, if you come against me, my daughter's right here. You're coming against your own daughter. It makes sense politically. But God said, don't do it. But Solomon, in his own wisdom, placed his own wisdom, and he began to disrespect God. Because here's the reality. If we disrespect God's word, we are disrespecting God. Does that make sense? If a child does not obey their parents, they're not only disrespecting what they were told, they are disrespecting the person himself. So when we disobey the Lord in our own thinking, well, I can do the work of God better if I can do it this way. The Lord doesn't want our sacrifice. He wants our obedience. Saul lost the blessing of God when he elevated his own thinking. And I want us to know this morning, there is a penalty to losing our respect for God and for his word. Saul was told by the prophet what the Lord wanted. I want to encourage us this morning as well. When the Lord sends his word, when it gets a little bit close, it would be easy to say, well, that's just Brother Michael preaching, or that's just Brother so-and-so. We know some of their weaknesses. Right. You disrespect God's prophet, you disrespect God himself. And I know some people, and they start bringing all their exceptions. And all their exceptions are to bring to the point that you don't have to respect the prophet of God. If you disrespect the prophet, you disrespect God himself in this, and understand this, not everybody that calls himself a prophet is a prophet. All right? But I'm speaking about the prophet that is bringing the word of God. Right. So regardless of how it comes, the respect is that, you know what, I'm going to take this because this is God's word.
Yes.
Because everyone's human, but the Lord uses human vessels. And many times people try to say, well, that's just the saints, or that's just that minister, or that. Right. But what's being taught? If it's the word of God and we choose not to accept it, that's being disrespectful to God himself. So I want to caution us this morning, let's be a people of respect. Let's be a people that will reverence God and who he uses and what he uses to bring forth his word. Speaking about Saul losing the blessing of God, that's what, when people lose their fear of God, they're going to lose his blessing. People say, I just don't understand why I don't feel the presence of God in my life. Have you ever wondered that? Have you ever been to a place, and I know we can all go through times of dryness and some wilderness times, but I will say this, if you are not experiencing that real rich joy of the Lord in your life, it's really time to take a step back and say, Lord, is there any area I have not been having the fear of God? In other words, the respect. Have I not been reverencing you? Have I been obedient? Because see, obedience is the fear of God. Is there an area in my life I haven't been as careful? You take care of that, and the blessings of the Lord are rich this morning. You remember the widow in 1 Kings chapter 17. The widow that God had told the prophet Elijah, he said, go to the woman and tell her, make me a cake. There's a widow I prepared for you that's going to sustain you during the time of famine. And he went and found that widow woman, and she was picking up sticks. And he told this widow woman, he said, make me a cake. And she said, I don't have enough. I'm going to gather sticks to build a fire, and I'm going to make a cake for my son and I before we die. That's all the food we have. You know what the prophet said? He said, make me a cake first. But that's not all. He said, and the Lord God of Israel hath said, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. Do what I told you to do. Be obedient, and the Lord will supply your need. And that widow woman had enough respect to follow the word of God and the word of the prophet. And she was obedient to that. And every day when she went to get a little bit more meal out of the barrel, there was always just enough. You know, this morning, if you will obey the Lord, He's going to take care of you. If you will obey the Lord, even if it's at sacrifice, well, why give my food to them? I need it for me, and then we're going to die. Obey the word of the Lord. And this covers a lot of area of life. What about when we don't understand? You remember in the fifth chapter of Luke, you can turn and read it if you would like, but in the fifth chapter of Luke, Simon Peter was out fishing. And they had not been successful, had they? Been fishing all night and they hadn't caught anything. Here comes along Jesus and calls out to him and says, launch out into the deep and let your nets down for a draught. Let your nets down. This was Peter's response. He's like, Lord, we've toiled all night. We've been working all night and we've got no fish. But nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me. We've already tried that. It doesn't make sense. But nevertheless, at thy word, we'll let down our nets. You know what that was an example of? The fear of the Lord. I respect you enough, Jesus, that I don't understand why you're telling me this, but I respect you enough that I'm going to do what you told me to do. And when they let down their nets, there is the rest of the story. You know what it is. The nets could not contain all of the fish that were in it. So it's not about our way this morning. This gets down to where we live, all right? We could get down to specifics, but I don't think it's necessary this morning. In our life, every decision that we make, I want to encourage you. And the Lord gave me this message in tears. It is about the fear of God. Yes. Lord, I have enough respect for you. I want to live like you told me to live in my life. I'm going to do it your way. And when we don't understand and when we don't see it, it's not your sacrifice. It's your obedience. It's not how you see it. It's how God sees it. That's the fear of the Lord. And that's the reason our world is in such a sorry state, is because they've lost the fear of God. Let's not lose the fear of God this morning. As a people, in our homes, in our individual lives, in the congregation, and as a body, folks, let's be respectful of God. Let's not lose our reverence for God and for His way, and His word. Because this is what will bring eternal life. But when we show respect, the joy and the blessing is that God is going to provide. That was His promise. He's going to meet. So this is why the scripture says, in all thy ways do what? Acknowledge Him. That doesn't just mean say, hi God, I'm going to go do what I want to do.
Right.
To acknowledge God means I look and I understand what's being said. That's one of the reasons children that won't look at a parent or an adult. Have you ever told a child that wasn't your own to do something and they wouldn't look at you and just went on their way? Mm-hmm. Parents, here's a little tidbit. Teach your children to respect adults. Mm-hmm. Teach your children to show respect for people in positions of authority. One of the reasons why when our children were young, we wanted them to look at us. When you tell them to do something, it's like you just, you know, because it's like there's a lack of responsibility.
Right.
But when you look at them, say, we've got eye contact now. This is what I want you to do. Do you understand? Yes, I understand. Now they can't leave and say, well, I didn't hear you.
Right.
Or I didn't know what you meant. Yes, we were really clear. This is what it means when He says to acknowledge God. Look at Him. Don't just, well, I'll kind of see how it goes and I'll kind of do what. Acknowledge God in the land purchase. We're acknowledging God. It's Lord. We look to You and our hope is in You, and we want You to direct our steps. Well, he said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he shall direct thy steps. I am thankful for that peace this morning, because that's bigger than us then. But we're going to have to acknowledge God. Are you willing to acknowledge God with the decisions that you're making this morning? What about the hot button issues? You all know what I mean when I say hot button issues? Let me explain it. The things that aren't black and white in the scripture. There are some gray areas, right? Some things that the Bible doesn't just spell out. But some areas that we have to make decisions. Do I go here or do I not? Do I look at that or do I not? Do I wear that or do I not? Do I listen to that, watch that, go there, have this attitude? Okay? And this is what has divided many people. Because you see it this way and I see it that way. Here's what we need to do this morning. We need to get our eyes on the Lord. Amen. And acknowledge Him. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Lord, I look to You. What do You want me to do in my life? And so it gets it off of my own ideas and my own thoughts. Well, in Psalm, in closing, Proverbs 14:26, it says, "In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge." Do you know there is a rest when we have a fear of God? We say, you know what? I respect God and I'm going to do what He said. And people say, you don't have to do that. It's like, you know what? I choose to do it because I have respect for God and for His will. He is the great I Am. This is who we're reverencing this morning. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And the Bible is the expression, this written word. Yes, when man puts his hand to something, there's errors. Right? Mm-hmm. So there are some translation errors when man touches it. But this word of God here this morning, this Bible, is an expression of the eternal word of God that is forever so in the heaven. And when the storms of life come, do you know who will be able to stand? Those that have built their life on the sayings of God. Jesus said, "The wise man, I will liken the wise man to the one that heareth my sayings and does what? And doeth them." And when the storm comes, his house is going to stand. But it's the foolish man that builds it on the sand. That's the one that hears and reads and does what they want to do. And the storms will come and the house will fall. I want our home to be steady this morning. I want our homes to be strong. I want our congregation to be strong this morning. I want to see the church be strong. But it's only going to be strong as we maintain our reverence of God and the fear of the Lord in obedience.